Walker didn't get into specifics about what he'd like to do in a second term, but he said it would be about reducing the dependency on government and increasing dependency on hard work and pride. The governor made several stops throughout the state, beginning his day at a manufacturing plant in the village of Dane, north of Madison, where Walker said he was proud of his record of lowering property taxes.
In fact, they're not only going to be lower in December of 2014 than they were last year, they're going to be lower this December than they were in December of 2010. How about that?
Walker also touted his record on cutting the state budget deficit and on freezing tuition. The governor said the economy had turned around under his watch.
The greatest news out there that we have to share today is that more people are working in Wisconsin. Over 100,000 new jobs have been created since we've taken office. That's the most exciting news of the day.
Conspicuously absent from Walker's speech was any mention of the hallmark pledge of his 2010 campaign, his promise to help create 250,000 jobs. More than 3 years into Walker's term, he's less than halfway to the goal. Democratic gubernatorial opponent Mary Burke says it's one of several areas where Walker's game plan is not working.
It's time for Wisconsin to lead, not lag the rest of the country in terms of job creation.
Governor Walker was scheduled to wrap up his tour with a stop in West Allis this evening. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.